This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Minutes at the hour. Monday is upon us. Hi, I'm Doug. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. At the DJV Experience, we've set up a special telephone line, and it would be nice if you would call this number, 800-282-2333, and give us your opinion on the issue of the week, focused on the religious holidays going on this week. Are you spending time with your family more than you might normally? Is it a priority for you, yes or no? You'll press 1 for yes when you dial 800-282-2333, or press 2 for no at 800-282-2333. Answer the question, please, yes or no, about time you're spending with your family over last weekend, this coming weekend, that sort of thing. And then there'll be an opportunity for you to take advantage of some special deals that have been put together, should you find that to be of interest and import for you. Here is the good news of the day, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
The Earth has a twin. Believe it or not, it's called exoplanet GJ1132b. Not too interesting a name, but then Earth, I suppose when you think about it, is Earth that exciting a name?
Yeah, where did Earth come from?
I know, yeah. Think about it for a second.
Yeah, we could have been Saturn or Jupiter or Uranus, yeah. And we picked Earth.
Earth. It's Earth. Well, we've come up with all these names. They're all names that we've come up with ourselves. It isn't that, like, God says, okay, that planet over there is Jupiter, and that one over there is Venus, and there's Mars, and try to get men and women between Mars and Venus and see how well that goes for you. The planet was discovered a year or so ago, the same size pretty much as Earth. It's 39 light years away. Remember on, was it Thursday or Friday, Victoria, we were talking about how the landscape of the further out universe has come to us through the Cassini,
yes.
probe.
Yep.
It's gone out and keeps sending pictures back. And this one that we saw last week, Thursday, I believe, was a picture that was actually 12 billion years old. It got a picture from, and this is, again, so hard to even imagine, a picture from something that happened 12 billion years ago.
I know. The technology is really mind-blowing.
So you wonder whether, in this circumstance, 39 light years away is like our next-door neighbor, in a manner of speaking, considering the size of the universe. The planet appears to have an atmosphere, may even have water. This is the first time an Earth-like planet outside of our solar system has been found to have an atmosphere. Now, how do we know that? It's beyond my pay grade. However, surface temperatures at the moment on this planet are about 700 degrees. But before you get all worked up about it, the planet that we are on right now, at points in its history, have had surface temperatures a lot higher than that. We were a volcano. Remember now, all these planets come from volcanic gases. The gases get together and they create a working scenario for life to live, and it goes from gas to liquid to solid, depending on what it creates in and of itself. So if you look at the lava pours out in the area of the Pacific, where there are a lot of these lava islands, including the Hawaiian Islands, that's something that comes about as a result. You've all seen earthquakes. You've all seen volcanoes, and the lava comes out of the ground. That's molten lava from the middle of the Earth. The middle of our Earth is 25,000 degrees. It's the planet we're on. The gravity is such, the density of the inner core, and by the way, it's only 12 to 14,000 miles away from us. Down into the center of the Earth is only 12 and a half thousand, like 12,000, I think I saw it someplace, the core of the Earth from any point in the equator. Well, it isn't just the equator because the Earth is round, more or less. So if you drill in Greenland, or if you drill in Brazil, or if you were to drill in Ethiopia to the center of the Earth, you'd still go to the same distance, and it would be about 12,500 miles. So down that deep, we have temperatures that are we can't even imagine on our own planet.
Mm.
So anyway, this planet has a tidal problem with it because it doesn't revolve. It faces its star, the sun, same way the same side of Earth's moon is always facing our planet. So one side is hot, the other side is cold all the time. So it probably isn't capable of sustaining life. But it's still interesting to see where some of these planets are. And here's something else that'll blow your mind as long as we're in this pew. The idea that space is infinite. This came out of, actually this weekend I spent a lot of time reading various things, and one of the things that I saw that fascinated me, and I think it'll fascinate you, is how infinite, thinking about the Cassini probe and those pictures that were 12 billion years old, think about the idea of space being infinite. I believe that...
Does that comfort you or scare you?
Well, I think it depends on where your mind is. In a manner of speaking,
sometimes it freaks me out, and other times I think it's really cool.
Well, but in this circumstance, this particular author, this scientist, said it is absolutely, positively the rule in space that we have our exact twin. In the size of space, in its infinity, not infancy, but infinite, it's infinite. It goes on forever. There is absolutely, positively, an exact copy of you someplace out there. There is another planet that has life just like ours, and there's another... It is statistically impossible for it not to be. And that is... You know, we say on this planet we have our unique DNA... And, okay, that's fine for as far as it goes, but, you know, we've done a lot of, man, I'll tell you, in my lifetime, look at all the things we've learned, what we're capable of learning.
Yeah. Just talking earlier, when you mentioned the quote-unquote technology that was being developed in 1776.
Yes.
Compared to now, I mean, it's
now,
really incredible.
Yeah. Plumbing.
Yeah.
That was high tech. Back then.
Indoor outhouse.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, we have our television report coming up in a moment, 14 past the hour. Time for us to remind you about the pleasures of taking our instructions. I don't know if they're instructions. This is advice, maybe this is a suggestion as to how to get a really good night's sleep using parachute bedding. Parachute makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. Sheets come from Europe, where they're crafted from Egyptian cotton. Parachute 60-night trial means that you can test your sheets for 2 months, 2 whole months. If you don't love your new bedding, send it back. No questions will be asked whatsoever. And they take the sheets, they donate them to Habitat for Humanity. So the simple bottom line message. Say what?
I took my sheets with me this weekend.
Did you?
We had to sleep on the arrow bed because we had a full house. And, yeah, I took the sheets with me. They were great.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
You spend one-third of your life in bed, so make sure that it's a good experience. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV. You get free shipping and returns on Parachute's comfy bedding. It's ParachuteHome.com/DJV for the best in sheets, covers, pillowcases, bedding sets, and towels. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts, mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
It's now 17 and change after the hour. Television time. The MTV Movie and TV Awards going gender neutral, Victoria. The gender specific categories at some of the award ceremonies now have got people, I don't know what, these people must have a lot of time on their hands. MTV has announced a large shakeup to its format ahead of the event. The MTV Movie and TV Awards, for the first time, Best Actor and Actress have been replaced by non-gendered categories. So that means that Emma Watson and Hailee Steinfeld will compete against Hugh Jackman and James McAvoy for the Best Actor in a Movie prize.
It's interesting.
Is that appropriate? Is that good? Is that positive?
I think it's interesting to see, you know, without going by gender, to see which performance will win overall. I think that is kind of interesting. I don't think the Oscars are going to go down this road at all, but it is interesting to see how the men and women will stack up against each other.
Yep. MTV Movie and TV Awards take place here in Los Angeles on the 7th of May. So let's see, it would be a month from last night. Pierce Brosnan has a new television gig. Have you seen this? Called The Son, S-O-N. Remember, he was 007. He's been a lot of really good. He started as Remington Steele, and he played Thomas Crown. He's very suave. I think he looks like a leading man, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. I love Pierce Brosnan. Yep.
So now this show, The Son, takes place in Texas, and it's a Western. And he looks the part. Actually, he's got a beard and a hat. He looks very much like he fits in. He's been in a couple of Westerns. He said, quote, I've been an actor for a long time. I've never considered myself playing within genres. You get typecast, and I've lent a hand to that typecasting because it pays the rent. The Western genre has always appealed to me growing up on the banks of the River Boyne in Southern Ireland on a diet of cowboys and Indians.
Mm-hmm.
So is that, what's that area of Ireland like? You're from Ireland, or your family's from Ireland.
He's from right where my dad is from.
Really?
Yep, he's from County Meath, and that's right, yeah. They're different. I think they're, how old is Pierce Brosnan?
He's, I think, 58.
Oh, okay. So he's like 10 years younger than my dad. So, but they're right from the same, they're neighboring villages, really, where they're from.
Seems strange to see him, though, in a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Hi, Jen. I'm just kidding, Jen. Victoria, what's on tonight?
Well, at 8 p.m. tonight, we've got a brand new 24 on Fox. Are you still watching 24?
I am. I usually am watching it late, but I do. I've been staying up with it, yes.
Dancing with the Stars, fourth week elimination on ABC. The Voice, part three of the Knockouts on NBC. And at 9 p.m. on Fox is that new show, APB. And at 10, Bates Motel is brand new on A&E.
Sounds horrible. Bates Motel?
Slightly scary.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Like Ricky Martin's music portion of this hour of the program. Every hour in this hour we have musical news. Ricky Martin in the news. He's joining the American Crime Story cast. Versace, American Crime Story, adding another star player. He is in, this is the third season, I think, of that. There are a lot of these crime sort of shows, family crime shows. I don't know what he brings to the table, do you?
Well, I mean, he's been on Broadway. He's done a lot of different live, you know, type of, not so many movies, but he's done TV shows and guest cameos. So I think he's going to be a great addition.
So
he's
going to
be playing Gianni Versace's longtime boyfriend.
Yeah, this is what's strange. They can make a three-season story out of this. This is the third season of this story.
Well, it's an anthology. They're all different stories.
So this year it's Versace.
Yeah.
Okay. So last year it was the People versus OJ.
Ah, that's right. Okay, yeah.
And then what was the first one, Kara? Do you remember?
I was trying to remember. I thought this was only the second season. The only one I remember is the OJ one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think they're doing the Menendez brothers, right? Is that an upcoming one?
Oh, yeah.
I think Ryan Murphy's doing that one, too. Yeah.
Really?
So each season, it's a different theme, different story.
So Penelope Cruz will be Donatella Versace, who's the sister.
Okay, can we just take a moment? Have you ever seen Donatella Versace?
No.
Okay.
They're gonna
We're
going to
do a Google
lot of
image here. We're going to send you a Google image because this is the most flattering casting in the history of casting.
She's an unattractive woman. Is that what you're telling me?
Highly unattractive.
Highly unattractive.
To put Penelope Cruz, arguably one of the most beautiful women in the world,
very attractive,
to make her play
Donatella Versace. That's her
work. Donatella must have done the casting herself.
And so Ricky Martin's job is to play Antonio D'Amico, who is Versace's partner. And so he wasn't good looking either. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I think he was good looking. Ricky Martin's super cute, so yeah.
Yeah, right. Ricky Martin is so Versace was gay and D'Amico was gay and Martin is gay, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. All right, got that straightened out. Now, next piece of musical news focuses on the E Street Band, or more specifically, one of its important members, Stevie Van Zandt, is going to release his first solo album in 18 years under the Little Steven moniker. The album is called Soul Fire, comes out next month. 12 tracks on the album available to pre-order now, apparently. This was, let's see, the first album was called Born Again Savage. And fans, like, I don't know, I don't get him, frankly. I really don't. I see him as a member of the E Street Band, and he fits in nice like Clarence did and other members. I don't, did Clarence ever do something on his own?
Clarence Clemons played with other people. He did a track with Lady Gaga right before he died. So he played for other people. Stephen Van Zandt is interesting. He was a local Jersey guy, and he was playing with his band when Bruce walked into the club one night and saw his band and asked him to join. So he was a solo artist before the E Street Band. I'm not familiar with his solo stuff.
All right, so anyway, they can get, if you want to order this now, pre-order it now. It's supposed to be out on the 19th of May for the whole thing. But if you want to order now, you get an instant download of St. Valentine's Day, which is a reworked version of a track he wrote for Nancy Sinatra, but was recorded with a cocktail slipper. Never heard of them. So he says this album was inspired by the soul horns meet rock and roll guitars. I can see that. Obviously. You got some of the stuff in there is co-written by the Boss, so it shows that there is support and admiration for them. That's good. 28 past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Wool upholstery is finding its way back into homes and offices these days. The successful farming radio magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for life.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
We've become accustomed to furniture upholstered with a lot of synthetics and a few natural fibers. But it wasn't always so. Peter Kuklinski is in charge of sales for a Jessup, Pennsylvania fabric maker called MTL.
Wool traditionally was used in home furnishings quite extensively, even in draperies in times past. But I'd say mostly in the 20th century, it was used a lot for upholstery. Residential and contract. Contract is sort of a newer word for commercial. You know, hotels, offices, restaurants, universities, you know, just non-home kind of use. What has happened over the years is wool sort of fell out of favor in residential use.
Now, says Kuklinski, that's changing.
Wool is making, I'd say, a slow and steady comeback, and people might want to re-examine what they think about wool. It is a fantastic fiber, and it makes beautiful fabrics that can be used not only for furnishings, but clothing.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body.
DJ The Experience on the air. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen with Jory Akilin, Kara Schillen here. There is a rather new, you know that we're not into trends so much here. You can look at the trends online and see, okay, this guy's being spoken about or this story is being spoken about. But I find you can the stuff that I want to talk about here with you is things that are, we want to talk about things that you won't hear elsewhere, or at least a take on things that may be going on that you wouldn't hear someplace else, because Victoria and I and Jennifer Carey all have our unique perspectives on things. Thus, the interest in the uphill ski club called the Vertical Up Club in Switzerland. This is the only place in the world where they have a group of people who do not ski down mountains. They ski up the mountain.
So,
in
how
Wengen,
does that work?
Switzerland. They put on the, as spring skiing now, you can go skiing in your shorts. There's still enough, and I would do this in America and do it in Europe on the Alps and stuff. Temperature is in the 50s in the daytime. In the nighttime, it gets cold. They put more snow on the slopes and stuff. But this group of skiers, all ages, men and women, they have the most powerful looking legs you can possibly imagine. Big, huge muscles in their legs, because, and I think that that's what they're trying to do. You know, some people build up their upper body, some people build up their lower body, some people build up both ends of their body. But these people focus, they're not, their torsos are not overly developed, but their legs are huge. And that's where they get the power. It's like riding a bike uphill. You know, those people that do those uphill races on bikes, their legs are huge. In this case, these skiers, 25 at a time, tackle the mountain, and it's completely, they don't know how they get down. I would have thought they ski down, but that's not the point of the story. This is the only uphill ski club in the world. They specialize in going up the hill. Ski up the hill, not down the hill.
So they must, do they, I haven't seen an image of this, but I'm imagining they have their skis on in sort of the snowplow position and they just kind of climb it?
Well,
or do they wear, like, snowshoes?
Yeah, it looks to me, no, they're not wearing snowshoes, but it does look to me like they are climbing. I don't know how you do that with skis, Frank. I would have thought that they would use some of, you know, like a, what are they, they look like web feet. Or they look like a tennis racket, one or the other. Have you ever seen those?
Those are snowshoes.
Snowshoes, yeah.
Look like tennis.
That's not what these look like. But,
right.
It's just, they're trying to glide themselves. Now, see, here's where I would have thought it would be the opposite effect. That if you're using, you have to push yourself up the hill, so you need huge legs and super strength in your legs. But I also think you need it for your shoulders and your arms to use the ski poles to push yourself up. I would think that it would be a great aerobic or a muscular approach to things. It would just make all kinds of... But the bodies of these people don't look like that. Anyway, that's... I thought... Okay,
that is bizarre.
Strange and different. Speaking of strange and nice, though, Emma Stone has class. You remember last week she was asked to come to a prom. And so she wrote a letter to the high school student who was inspired to ask her to the prom. It was called a promposal. Jacob Stoudemire read her response on Good Morning America. Jacob, quote, "Thanks for making the greatest proposal I've ever received. I can't tell you what an honor that was and how much I smiled throughout the entire beautifully orchestrated video. I'm in London working, though, and I hope you'll have the best time at the prom. I'm grateful you thought of me. Thank you. P.S. I do see Gosling around the eyes." Apparently, he said he looked like Gosling around his eyes. Is that what?
He does look like him, yeah.
Does he?
Yeah. The kid, yeah, he really does.
Yeah. He was inspired by a former student from his high school who asked Miley Cyrus to go to a prom a couple of years ago. He's an aspiring filmmaker. He said, "I knew I had to be big and ambitious."
Well, he was.
And that he was. And she had class. That was a nice way.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Some of these people just ignore it or... You know, be jerks about it, but he is...
She's the type, if she wasn't in London, she would go with him.
She would go.
You know, like, I really get that impression from her.
I get that out of her, too. The Chinese are dealing with something that we've been dealing with, and we don't think it happens anywhere but here. But make no mistake, there is a tremendous amount of Islamophobia in China. There, as a matter of fact, is a big dispute going on now among the Chinese government and the people, because they want to, there are several cities in China that have proposals before them to build mosques. Hard to imagine in China, but yet it is taking place. There are four or five of these proposals right now, and there's a big, nighttime, it's night there now. So they have their meetings, their government meetings are at night in these cities, same as they are here. So there's a lot of online and offline commenting going on about some of these proposals because people in China don't want the Muslims there. But I'm betting there's a good percentage of the population because they're so close to India, although there's
that was,
a lot of Muslims.
Okay, so you're answering my question. I was going to say, how big of a population of Muslims are there?
Growing like it is here and everywhere else in the world.
Mm.
But they're rebelling against it for, again, a lot of the same reasons.
Just culturally, though, if you think about like the juxtaposition of
weird.
The Chinese and Muslims,
yeah,
like
and Muslims,
to
yeah.
get like that's very weird to me.
Yeah, very. I think you're right. So, I had let me just flash back a bit. I don't like to go backwards, but this has become a central thread, and it's always been the things that go on at NASA and the space program have always fascinated me, and so I bring you information I hope that you don't have anywhere else. I was talking earlier with Victoria about the fact that there is, according to scientists at NASA, a double of your, the exact DNA, everything about you will be duplicated someplace in the world. And that, when I say the world, I'm not talking about our, we refer to the Earth, to the world as our planet. And I'm not, the world is a big, huge, but maybe I should better call it the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So the universe is a huge, infinity-oriented thought that we can't get into our mind. Well, here's another one. Put this one. I bring it back to Earth with this latest stat that I also found over the weekend when I was looking at some of the NASA stuff. Scientists say at NASA that 400 million years ago, there were only 22 hours in our day, and it took 400 days to go around the sun. So for those of you who think time is not, that we are not actually seeing a speed up in time, now you understand where that comes from. It may seem insignificant, although I don't think it does. I think our time is going much, much faster. There's some kind of a quantum thing going on, because it just, things, when I think at the end of this radio program, I'm on the air for 5 hours a day. At the end of it, it feels like that. And every day, next day, it's because it's pleasant time, it's fun time, it's good time with Victoria and Jennifer and Kara and with you. But it just is going so quickly. I say, and Kara and I have more chance to talk than I do with anybody else. And we talk about, we are done on Friday, see you Monday. And then, like that, it's Monday.
There's Monday, yep.
It is. So this is a fact that gives credence to those of you who think that life is going faster. It is. And as we continue, one wonders in another 400 million years, whether, I don't imagine the human population will be on the planet at all. I would bet the, I don't know how to predict, but when you look back 400 million years and think about what was on the planet, and you think it had another 400 million years, there'd be stark changes. I'm sure if we were to come back in 400 million years, we wouldn't even recognize it. Maybe even in 400 years, we won't recognize it. So 22 hours in a day, 400 million years ago, time has sped up. And it means that with the extra 2 hours, we move around the sun faster. Thus, we have 365 days in our calendar now, not 400, like we had when the Earth was spinning at a slower pace. Do you understand the nuance of what I'm saying? I think you do, Victoria, right? I don't want to
go
over
people.
I'm trying to explain it and make it make sense. I hope I have. If it, you know, if, when the clock goes faster, then we have fewer days needed to go around the planet. So the speed of the planet going around the sun is increasing. That's the bottom line.
Mm.
We move faster around the sun, and I believe we're moving faster on our axis, too. That's why, what, every 10, 12 years, you've got to make up a, the atomic clock has to make up a second in order to deal with the change.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah, but even so, it really does feel like we're moving a lot faster than that. And so the need for you to take care of yourself better. Our food news today is brought to you by Super Beets. Drink Super Beets. Your mother always used to say, you are what you eat. And your mother used to say, clean up what's on the plate. And that's something you ought to do. Super Beets don't belong on a plate. Beets belong on a plate. I went to a restaurant on Saturday with Brendan and some friends, and we had beet salads. And the beets, I just have always loved beets if they're cooked the right way. And so, but in order to get the amount of nourishment from the beets that we do with one scoopful of Super Beets you put into a glass of water or a smoothie or something, you'd have to eat three whole beets. And that's a little,
that's a lot of beets,
yeah,
for someone like me who doesn't like beets.
Right, exactly. But you do like Super Beets.
I do. I love it. It's amazing
important
to me that I can get beets in my diet. With, and I'm a person who has never liked beets my whole life. Mm-hmm. And so now it's just, it's so easy. And I've always known the health benefits are so enormous.
Yeah.
But it's great to be able to just down it in 2 seconds. I love
it. Well, one of the things that I find beets, if you have butter on them or you pickle them, they're really yummy. But everybody's got different tastes.
Yeah.
The important thing here for you to remember is that if you are from, let's say, Victoria's age up, you're getting concerned about healthy blood flow, wanting to make sure that you have healthy blood pressure, drinking good-for-you superfoods helps to feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system. It boosts your stamina and your energy. I was at a convention on Saturday with a friend of mine that focused on the brain and brain injuries and how one keeps his brain or her brain stimulated and working. And it really is all about the blood flow. And the blood flow comes through, in this circumstance, the beats operationally opening up your the arteries, because nitric oxide in the beets gets the arteries smooth and they open up and the blood flows much better to the micro areas, the micro vessels of your body, plus your muscles, your brain, everywhere that's important. You get your blood flow where it needs to be and keep it there. Every day, have a glass of Super Beets. Get a bonus 30-day supply now. This is what we would suggest. If you haven't gotten in on Super Beets yet, buy a regular 3-month supply, and then you get a 30-day supply free with your first order. And you get free shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. All of this product is guaranteed or your money back. It'll do what we say it'll do. So go to DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. Or call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 to order the Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. There's a interesting story flowing around here today, Victoria. The stats that are out today show that Americans drink more soda than ever before. 25% of all drinks consumed in our country, 15 billion gallons of soft drinks. One 12-ounce can a day for every man, woman, and child. Can you imagine that?
I was under the impression that soda drinking was on the decline.
Apparently, yeah.
Wow.
We get more population. Maybe it's on the decline in terms of the number of people who have been drinking it. But as more people come of age, they start drinking this stuff. And then when you look at the effects that soda has on your body, it contributes to obesity. If you drink a single can a day of sugary drinks, more than a pound of weight every month will come to your body. Diet soda is just as likely to cause weight gain. It's a myth. The artificial sweeteners are horrible for you.
Yep.
And that causes liver damage, which is enough to keep me, because I have a contentious liver anyway. So I'm not about to do anything that will encourage that sort of thing. But we don't really think about our liver as much as we ought to. And that's another thing to keep in mind when it comes to this stuff. This is really bad for your liver. And it's bad for your teeth. Kidney stones causes kidney stones and diabetes and heartburn and acid reflux and soft bones, hypertension, heart disease, impaired digestion. I mean, do I have to go on? Stay away from the soft drinks.
Yep.
Garbage, garbage, garbage.
Drink water. Put a couple slices of oranges or cucumbers and lemon and make it, you know, and just get used to that. And it's delicious and it's so much healthier.
All right. So let's get to something that's good. Your mental well-being is affected by baking. I saw this and I thought, okay. Professor of Psychological and Brain Science at BU says it's all about the way baking allows for creative expression. So do you feel this when you bake? You're a cook. You like to cook, don't you?
I do, yeah. I love baking, too. This really resonates with me because baking does make me so happy. And I don't even really eat dessert, but I just love baking for other people, and it just makes me so happy. I didn't know what the science was behind
it.
But
baking for others increases the feeling of well-being, contributes to stress relief, makes you feel like you've done something good for the world. Bake for people as an expression of love helps to cheer them up. Isn't that sweet? Very cool. All right. Bake, bake, and bake some more, ladies and gentlemen. That's our advice to you at 10 before the hour on the DJB Show.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
All right, 53 past the hour now. This is the music from the Steven Seagal movie Under Siege. So what are you going to tell me? Are you going to do another one of these babies?
No, that's not going to happen.
Okay, why are we playing Under Siege?
Well, it's Steven Seagal's birthday. He's 65 years old. I know you're excited.
Happy birthday, Steven Seagal. Yes, it is exciting.
Everybody wants to see a 65-year-old, 380-pound action star. I'm first online.
All right, I want to go back for a second. Victoria, help me with this a little, will you, please?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking, Chucker, earlier about the MTV Awards giving, they're going to be gender neutral. Now, so that you are a winner for best actor, actress, that goes away.
Really?
It's just actor, and you compete, men and women compete for best actor and for supporting role and all that other stuff. So I wondered loud.
That's actually pretty interesting. I don't know. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that you could twist it around a little bit. And think about the TV awards or the Oscars, and if they don't follow suit, you know, they were very influenced by all the blackish stuff the last couple of years. Do they need to add a category for transgender, or are they hypocrites because they are not? I guess my question is, does MTV, through its awards, start a new trend, or are they the ones who are likely to stay there, and does it happen with the Oscars, for example?
I'd be shocked if it happened with the Oscars, but, I mean, that is interesting. You could go with just simply best supporting performance, right?
Mm-hmm. But are they hypocrites if they don't? Do we need to have a category for transgender? We don't have a gay category. We don't have a bi category, and...
Well, the thing that I think could be really interesting, if you take Emma Stone won the Oscar for La La Land, and right. Casey Affleck won the Oscar for Manchester by the Sea. Now, if the two, I didn't see either of those movies. You guys both did. If you put the two of those performances up against each other, who would win?
You can flip a coin. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's all subjective anyway. For the most part, some years it's not, but this year, that's a very interesting question. Personally, in terms of the Oscars, I just rather leave it the way it is.
Hmm. All right. Let me tell you, I want you to tell us what you saw over the weekend. I saw a couple of movies. Yeah. One of them is the new Arnold Schwarzenegger movie called Aftermath, which is absolutely, positively nothing like you have ever seen Arnold Schwarzenegger in before. Nothing, nothing, nothing equates. There's no action in this movie. It's the story about a plane crash. It's a real story. It's a true story about a, and I don't want to spoil it too much, but the story revolves around an air traffic controller who loses sight of two airplanes and they collide. And then the story of the families, and Schwarzenegger has a wife and daughter that are killed on the plane. And so he follows, finds the guy who is the air traffic controller, and he's looking for is somebody to apologize for what happened, and nobody will. They make the airlines and the insurance guys look like bad guys, which they...
Where did you see it, Doug?
I saw it at one of the theaters here in Santa Monica.
What time and how many people in the audience?
I saw it, yesterday, late in the afternoon after I went to the gym, probably 5:30, and there were about 35, 40 people, and it's a small venue anyway, but about 40 people.
I don't know what's more surprising, that 40 people were in the audience, or you went to the gym?
Thank you. I also went to see, well, I just said, for people who are Schwarzenegger fans, go see the movie.
You know what's interesting? This is a movie that is primarily made for on-demand. They're going to give it a minuscule theatrical release. It's probably...
Why not give people a chance to see it if they like Schwarzenegger?
Because this is a new strategy. There's zero marketing dollars gone into promoting this movie. They just want to give it a stamp it with a theatrical release and have people who like Arnold say, it's shot on a lower budget, it's not an action movie, and they'll sell it on demand and try to make a couple bucks that way. That's really one of the new revenue streams of strategies in movie making.
Amazing.
Now, let's look at
the box office. I went to see Going in Style. Let's see where that showed up in the...
Number one, The Baby Boss, $26 million, $89 million in 2 weeks, number one. Beauty and the Beast, $25 million, a very impressive $432 million, 4 weeks released. Repeat viewing is very high. Smurfs, part five, number three, $14 million. That's a disappointment.
Every one of them is somehow or other is animated. The top three movies, listen to this.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Beauty and the Beast is live action, but based on an animated film. Going in Style, number four, $12.5 million. Better than the studio expected on a budget of $25 million. It stars Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, and Alan Arkin.
Good movie.
What do you think, Doug?
That was a good movie. People should see it. Good movie. It's a lot of fun, actually. Quite a bit of fun. And Margaret's good in it.
Cool.
As well. Yeah. Good, good, good. So where was that number five, you said?
Oh, it's a four. And Ghost in the Shell ran up the top five, $7.3 million. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Chucker. Good job as usual. Chuck Curry here on Movie Man on the DJV Experience.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.